and what they're saying.
Evening, and welcome to the City of Goleta's Park and Recreation Commission meeting for Wednesday, May 1st. We're very glad that you are joining us, and we are going to follow our agenda, and we are going to start with the call to order and pledge of allegiance. Okay, we are going to move to roll call, please.
Commissioner Kelly?
Here.
Commissioner Williams is absent. Commissioner Rodriguez?
Here.
Commissioner Rascotti?
Here.
Commissioner Peterson?
Here.
Vice Chair West?
Here. Okay, we are moving on to our public forum segment. And this is for A1?
For public.
Well, we are going to welcome Dr. Cox to come and give us, talk to us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What I wanted to find out is, I don't know if I'm addressing it to you, but when we try to get out what is happening today through the internet, this is the only website that you get a copy like this, and then agenda item A1, it's blank. So the public doesn't know what will happen. And so that's why I'm going to be speaking right now, because I don't know what is going to be addressed in A1. For example, I know that I have addressed this already to you when I spoke before. And you know that Ms. Plummer has informed you that the United States EPA, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, an agency with them, the ATSDR, that stands for the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, and the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, they have launched a study that has to deal with the human health questions regarding exposure to toxic ingredients in recycled tire materials. And I hope that you are keeping a track on this study, and I hope that staff is informing you about the study, because you are dealing here with the health and safety of children. Regarding the changes that are going to be happening at Winchester 2 Open Space, apparently, as we understand, quote-unquote, there was no survey in place. And also what we want to address here is the drainage of the park toward the south side needs to be evaluated, because we have witnessed and we have sent to the city the effects of the heavy rains in February. Also, the park has lost 2 mature eucalyptus trees, and in essence, this open space has lost at least 5 trees, and only of them have been replaced in the 35 years that we have been living there. Please remember that with climate change, trees are important, because please reduce the carbon dioxide. And another thing is Shoreline Park has stickers for Proposition 65 on all surfaces that are poured in place. I please want you to make sure that if you're using styrene or butadiene or EPDM, that you check and might have these Proposition 65 stickers in there, because the public needs to know to what they are being exposed. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your concern and coming to share your thoughts with us. One thing I would like our manager, you can sit, thank you, to address the issue of, I'm quite sure that I saw the agenda posted. I was wondering if maybe you could clarify what happened there.
Thank you, Vice Chair West. Our practice has been in the past that at presentations, that it's a cover page, and the presentations, because there's no action being made, is just presented the night of the meeting. The city has transitioned to city council meetings posting the presentation. I spoke with the city clerk earlier today, and she was going to verify whether or not that practice is going to be coming to the commission levels as well. But what we posted last week was consistent with what our past practice has been. And we will be receiving clarification from the clerk for the future to see if we'll be abiding by the same guidelines as the council is currently using.
Thank you for clarifying that for us. Okay, we are going to move on to agenda item A. It's a presentation on A1, park-related capital improvement project updates. And Mrs. Plummer, our Parks and Recreation Manager, is going to lead us through this. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chair West. Yes, tonight I'm happy to present to you an overview of where we're at on all of our park-related capital improvement projects. As you know, the list is quite lengthy, so and each meeting we try to give you a little bit of information so on a couple things that have had a lot of activity, but we're trying to give you an overview. We have a lot of new commissioners and a lot of new people watching in the public, and we wanted just to make sure that everybody is aware of kind of the status of where we're at with all of our projects. There is no action to be taken on this evening. This is just for information only. And here we go. So the first one is the CIP project 9035, which is the Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park. Happy to report that this project is complete. On March 30th, the City of Goleta and its residents celebrated the long-awaited opening of the Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park. The park is heavily used at all times of the day. The skate park has been very popular, as we anticipated, but so has everything else. So I've attended the park multiple times of the day, various times of the week, and I see people playing with every element out there. We did have our state audit last week, and there were even people out there playing handball, and that was the first time I saw the handball court being used. So everything is being used. Due to the popularity of the skate park, our team has is looking at opportunities to allow just young people on the park at a certain time, and we're putting in some requests for that, so we will keep you posted on that. We're looking, if that comes to fruition, probably Sunday mornings, just to give the beginners and the little kids some time on the skate park without big kids running around them. So that we will keep you posted on. And as we near our official closeout of this project, I just wanted to report that all of our punch list items with our contractor have been satisfied. We have received our permanent occupancy permit, and we are working on all of our final closeout documents. We have been experiencing some issues with the restroom, and I wanted to share that with you in case you've heard anything, but we are working very closely with the vendor. They have been out there all week to rectify those issues. And we also have a crack in one of our ping pong tables, our concrete ping pong tables you see there, and the vendor is replacing the entire table for us. So that will take about 12 weeks to get to us, but that's happening as well. And we also wanted to share, there have been a lot of inquiries on the field and when the temporary fence is coming down. We will be assessing the turf on Monday to see if it's looking like we can pull that fence down. And if so, it's our hope to have it down before the Mother's Day weekend. Lastly, we just wanted to share with you that we are adding 3 more trash cans to the area, and that we encourage all of our residents and users to help us keep this park clean by picking up after themselves and encouraging others to do so. Evergreen Park restroom, we've talked a lot at the commission level, and I wanted to share that at the request of the commission, the staff has evaluated this facility for the sustainability measures that were mentioned, which were solar and reclaimed water use. We have met with solar representatives and representatives from the Goleta Water District, It was determined that it's best to keep this project moving forward, and any sustainability measures would be considered as a retrofit and could be implemented after the project was complete. The solar options are considered an aftermarket project for this type of precast structure that we're looking at, and the use of reclaimed water would not be possible until the park was on reclaimed water service. Again, that could be implemented as a retrofit. We'll be making some minor adjustments with the layout, and then we'll be preparing the final plans for approval to go out to bid this fall. The reclaimed water service to Bella Vista and Evergreen Parks, these two projects are under the direction of the Public Works Department, and the first priority would be to get service to Bella Vista logistically, because that's where the reclaimed water line is closer to, and then after that, Evergreen Park would get their service, and then once that irrigation system has been placed on reclaimed water, we'll be able to go ahead and renovate that multi-purpose field. The miscellaneous park improvements, this is the replacement of playgrounds at a few different city parks. The playground equipment has been ordered. We're currently developing the timeline for existing equipment removal and site preparation. The preparation of the bid documents for installation and surfacing are being worked on right now, and the priority will be Winchester 1, Berkeley Park, and Andamar Park. Winchester 2 Park is requiring some additional site evaluation before the playground installation can proceed. The Goleta Community Center improvements, again, this project is a project that affects Parks and Recreation but is under the direction of the Public Works Department. The focus of these improvements are earthquake retrofit and ADA accessibility. The Parks Master Plan, this draft document will come before the Parks and Recreation Commission in June. The commission will provide input for potential revisions, and then the council will see a draft document with commission comments for review and input, and to provide input, and then early July, that'll all take place in early July, I apologize, and then adoption of the plan soon after that. The improvements to the athletic field at the Goleta Valley Community Center. This project is currently out to bid, and construction is scheduled to begin in June of 2019. The project will take 40 days to construct, so we're real excited about this. I did want to share with you that the cost for the project did increase once we had final plans, and that was an increase from the preliminary cost estimates based on the site plan. And so what we've done is we have listed all the additional amenities to the project as bid alternates. So the project's out to bid with the field renovation as the priority, and that is included in the base bid. And then all the amenities that we wanted to add, to include the fitness equipment and the bocce court, those are all listed as bid alternates. So once the competitive bid numbers come in, then the council can determine which bid alternates they wanted to include into the base bid. Stowe Grove Multipurpose Field. This project includes the development of a multipurpose field on the north side of Stowe Grove Park. Proposals for design will be sought in the next fiscal year, with construction anticipated in 2020-2021. The Evergreen Park Multipurpose Field. This project includes development of a multipurpose field at Evergreen Park. The project requires reclaimed water for irrigation before it can begin, and so currently we are scheduled for fiscal year 2021-2022. And as you may recall, for both Evergreen and Stowe Grove Park, I wanted to share that in the recreation needs assessment, the development of multi-use fields was the highest priority item. Public swimming pool. We haven't seen this one in a while. This project will address the needs for a public swim facility in Goleta to encompass leisure, competitive, fitness, and recreational aquatic related programs. The current efforts right now are to identify a location for this to be placed, as well as seeking additional funding. So we are looking that this project may begin in fiscal year 2021-2022 with preliminary design based on available funding. The Recreation Center / Gymnasium. This project consists of developing a new recreation center facility that would also include a gymnasium, addressing the need for additional indoor sports facilities here in Goleta and dedicated recreation space. Our current efforts, again, like the swimming pool, are identifying a location and seeking additional funding. And this one as well may begin in fiscal year 2021-2022 with preliminary design based on funding availability. The improvements at Rancho La Patera, which is the location that the Stowe House sits on, the Railroad Museum, as well as Lake Los Carneros, this project is under the direction of the Public Works Department. The proposed improvements to this project include a permanent restroom, a new water line and hydrant service in case of a fire emergency, and parking lot enhancements. The community garden. Public outreach meetings for design will begin towards the end of May and the beginning of June. This is going, as you can see on the picture here, on the back side of the Armitos Park Playground, which is north of the Kellogg Ranch property and is right down the bike path from the Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park. Staff is seeking a Proposition 68 competitive grant for this project, along with other improvements to Armitos Park, which would include the bike path from Johnny D. Wallace to Armitos Park. And then we're just looking at some additional access points at this park. So that should be coming soon. San Miguel improvements. This project will improve and expand existing playground facilities, provide for disabled accessible paths of travel, and improvements to address the existing timber retaining walls and guardrails and improve access and visibility from the adjacent streets. The design tentatively is set to begin this next fiscal year and construction potentially the following year for that. The Santa Barbara Shores Park. This project will improve and expand existing playground facilities, provide for disabled access, paths of travel, and improvements with consideration to potentially relocate the swings or possibly expand the play area. The design is tentative to begin again this next fiscal year with preliminary design and then construction tentative the following year. So now we're heading into some new projects that are proposed in the budget that has not yet been adopted by City Council. And the splash pad, which is located tentatively at Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park, we accounted for it during construction of the park. And as you may recall, the splash pad was part of the original design of the park, but we were unable to build it because of the Goleta water restrictions. On April 9th, Goleta Water District lifted those restrictions, so now we are eligible to seek design for the splash pad, and which what we are calling phase two of the park. Staff is seeking a Proposition 68 competitive grant funding for this project, so we can also address anything else that we may have missed during the initial construction of the park. We're looking at some things that can just enhance the new park and make the use a little bit easier for our residents. I wanted to share that I mentioned twice now that we're looking at Proposition 68 funding. There are there's a competitive program and there's also a per capita allocation program. And so we'll talk more about that at another meeting, but this is the proposition that the commission voted to support and made a recommendation to council last year to support Proposition 68, which supports recreation and park functions. The other potential new project would be the Winchester 2 Park. As you heard tonight, there were concerns about some of the drainage in other areas, and improvements to this park are now listed as a separate project, given the expanded scope of work to the existing park site. The current scope of work is pending the surveys to the topography and the soils conditions. And identifying this park as its own project will allow accurate accounting and tracking additional work needed to complete the installation of the new playground equipment. So that is all of our projects that are on tap for the next 5 years in a nutshell. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them, and I'm available. Thank you.
Well, as someone who has been here forever, it was very exciting to see so many things up on that screen, which were a part of everyone's original vision. I guess if you stay someplace long enough, you see it, you really see it happen. So that was very, very exciting. Perhaps we should take our gentleman here, Mr. Scott Mishman, who has a request to speak at this time. Welcome.
Good evening, everyone. As you mentioned, my name is Scott Missman. I've been a Goleta homeowner for 30 plus years, and I happen to live next to Winchester 2 Open Space. I'm excited to hear some of the rethoughts about the project. My concerns are that the core infrastructure of the park, and I hope other parks that you work with. These are parks that have been here in some places 50 plus years with very little attention to the core infrastructure, the grading, the drainage, the sprinkler systems. And when you go to put these things in these parks, I think those are things that need to be considered, which I don't really think are or have been until I heard tonight. That maybe some of these things are being addressed. I think also when you do these improvements to these parks, which I think is great, I'm hearing a lot of good things, but you also need to think about how it impacts the surrounding neighbors, the neighbors that live right adjacent to these parks, to make sure that you're considering their situation, which I also think is a problem with the Winchester 2 design, the current design that I've heard has been approved. So in that space that I live next to, I've had kids I've raised there. I'm very familiar with the park. I know what it's being used for, what the situation is. Dr. Cox brought up drainage. That is a huge problem. You can't even walk in the park after heavy rains. The sprinkler system is very old, doesn't do a very good job. It floods certain areas. It doesn't do well in other areas. I really think that needs to be very closely looked at. There's a huge gopher problem, and I think that's one of the reasons why they're doing the community center, right? And that a big problem there is the gophers. Mm-hmm. Until I started trapping the gophers, they were just taking over. And right now, if you run through that park, it's kind of dangerous as you run through, and that's another consideration that needs to be made, and how we control these gophers, how do we take care of them. Trees were brought up. In 30-some years I've been living there, I don't think I've ever seen the trees trimmed. And if they're not trimmed, they fall over, especially eucalyptus trees. It's just an ongoing maintenance thing that isn't done, and it wasn't done when the county owned it either. Matter of fact, when I lived there early on, trees fell down. I actually purchased trees to have them planted in the park because the county didn't have funding to take care of it. I'd just like to see that going forward that these kind of things are considered, the maintenance of not just the current infrastructure and the improvements of the current infrastructure, but also of long-term plans for maintenance going forward on all these improvements that you're doing. Because in the past, the history isn't there. So I hope you guys, and as you build these plans, which I think are great, I've heard a lot of great things, that you consider the long-term effects on the people that live there and the maintenance. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for your input. I agree with everything you said. And I want you to know when the city took control over all the parks, I think you can see that there is much concern and excitement about correcting many of the things you've said and to bring new equipment and new grading and all of the things that concern you, I know also concern the commission and the staff. And I know, you know, myself and other commissioners have gone to the park. We've walked the park. We have staff who's working on to improve that and listen to your words. So I thank you very much for coming here tonight and sharing your thoughts with us. At this time, we have one other speaker. Dr. Cox, would you like to come back up?
Thank you. Yes, the presentation was being made that I did not have access to it. What I wanted to comment is Bella Vista and Evergreen Parks, they have put in place surfaces. Those put in place surfaces in Bella Vista, they already had to be repaired. And Evergreen, if I'm not mistaken, the same thing. For whatever reason, these defects that where the repair was made, right now, if you go there, they, in my opinion, are dangerous because they are not completely even with the surface. So if the kids are running through, they could trip or they could fall. And then another issue is, if you have a poured in place surface that was supposed to be considered completely stable, and now you cut into in a rectangle, so you violated or you went into the surface. What is now the exposure with that cut? I don't know what it is. I would like staff to please do a research and to see if for whatever reason the materials that I have mentioned, styrene, butadiene, are not coming out and then exposing the children, because you are dealing here with carcinogenic materials. I have heard from Ms. Plummer telling me that the people are telling her that once the materials are quote unquote baked together, that they don't do anything. Chemistry-wise, this does not appear to be correct, but I would like to see materials that state that, and I would like for her to provide those materials to me. And then one other little thing here. Let me see here. The athletic field at GVCC, is that going to be with grass or is that going to be synthetic turf? Because if that's going to be synthetic turf, you're dealing again with the same materials.
It's grass.
And
will be grass, Madam Chair.
Okay, it's going to be grass.
Correct.
And the grass is not going to be treated with herbicides or pesticides.
Everything will be treated consistent with our city policies, which is to avoid pesticides.
Okay.
It's a very large area.
I know. That's mainly why I am bringing this up, is because if you have this big, large area, what I'm telling is exposures. Please think about exposures. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to ask if it's all right that Mrs. Plummer respond to some of the concerns, because I know she's done an extensive amount of research on the turf. I know she and I, a year and a half ago when we attended a conference in Long Beach, we went and we spoke to many of the different vendors and we learned about the different types of turf out there. And I'm sure she could respond to some of your questions.
Vice Chair West, I'd like to, as Mr. Adamidis mentioned, the field at the community center will be grass. The bid is out for seed, with one of the bid alternates being sod, so that it can establish quicker. Regarding the pesticides, everything, Johnny D. Wallace Park, as well as this park and any of our other parks, are all treated the same, consistent with the city's pest management policy. Additionally, related to the playground surfacing, the information that Dr. Cox is asking in a written statement, I don't have that in front of me. I would have to contact our vendor. I have contacted our vendor on some other concerns that Dr. Cox presented to me verbally last week on the phone, and I'm awaiting a response. So I think that's all I would be able to be prepared to respond to tonight.
Perfect. Thank you. So I'm sure I know Joanne quite well, and I'm sure she will get back with you when the vendors provide her that information. So are there any comments or questions from any of the commissioners before we move on? Okay, well then we will move on to item number B on our consent calendar. B1 is the approval of the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting minutes of February the 6th, 2019. And our city clerk will take over for us.
This is just for the approval of the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting minutes, and I will make a note that we will require abstentions for Commissioner Peterson and Commissioner Rescotti, since they were not here at that meeting.
So, do I have any motions to accept this minute report?
I move to approve the Recreation Commission meeting minutes for February 6, 2019.
Excellent. Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second the motion.
Excellent. So all those in favor, could you please say aye?
Aye.
Any noes? So the...
And the abstentions?
Abstentions?
For the abstentions, you'll need to speak into your microphone for the recording and the guests that are viewing at home.
I abstain.
I abstain.
Thank you. And the minutes are approved.
They are approved.
A little, okay, there we go. Thank you. So that takes care of B. So we're moving on to agenda item C, discussion action item. C1 is the selection of the chair and vice chair from among the members of the Parks and Recreation Commission. And we will let our city clerk help us with this. Thank you.
So as you noted, on the agenda is the selection of the chair and vice chair. On November 6, 2012, the City Council adopted Resolution Number 12-77, organizing the Parks and Recreation Commission. The resolution provides that the chair and the vice chair shall be elected annually from among its members at the first meeting of the calendar year. So how we will proceed is that I'm going to open up the nominations and ask if there are any nominations for the chair. A second is not required. And then I will close the nominations and record the vote. Once we do that, I will ask if there are any nominations for vice chair. Once the chair and vice chair have been selected, we will ask them to take the center seats and staff will assist with the moving of those seats and nameplates. So at this time, I will ask if there are any nominations for chair.
I would like to nominate Commissioner Darrell West. I think you've been doing an outstanding job as chair.
Are there any other nominations for the chair? So at this time, I will close the nominations and we will go ahead and take a roll call vote. When I call your name, if you can please answer aye or no. Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Rodriguez?
Aye.
Commissioner Rascotti?
Aye.
Commissioner Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair West?
I would be honored. Thank you.
So at this time, I will ask if there are nominations for the vice chair. Yes?
I would like to please nominate Commissioner Rodriguez.
And I will ask at this time if there are any other nominations for the vice chair. Okay, at this time, I will close the nominations. And again, we will take a roll call vote. Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Rodriguez?
Aye.
Commissioner Rascotti?
Aye.
Commissioner Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair West?
Aye.
So we have our chair and our vice chair.
Thank you.
Thank you. May I just say something? Because I know this lovely woman is also a very beloved teacher in our community. So I feel very thankful to have you for the year ahead beside me. Oh. So and Joanne and I will make our meetings around your schedule.
Oh, no, thank you very much. It's an honor. And I as well look forward to working with the whole commission and just the community at large. This has been a wonderful learning experience for me, and as a teacher, I'm a lifelong learner, so thank you again for the opportunity.
Congratulations, Chair West and Vice Chair Rodriguez.
So we are going to move on to agenda item D, the director's report with our director.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the commission. We're pleased to bring to you tonight the director's report. Fairly brief summary of a lot of things going on, so we wanted to bring a number of items to your attention and share those with you. First off, we'd like to start off with the budget update. So we're in the budget process right now for fiscal year 19-20. So our budget year starts on July 1st and goes through June 30th of each year. It's called a fiscal year. So the council will be looking at the city's budget in June, it shows June 4th. Also, this year's budget places 15 capital projects for the Neighborhood Services Department to include Fire Station 10 and the Amtrak Train Depot. We're really excited about that. We also have included in that project listing the community garden, the improvements to the multi-use field at the community center that you heard earlier. So we have a number of park improvements included in that budget. We're very pleased to share that with the commission. The total cost for park-related projects in the Neighborhood Services Department for fiscal year 1920 is $2.1 million. I think, Chair West, you can appreciate, as I think you referred to previously, how you've seen things change and progress over time, that this is a significant investment by the city and support by the City Council for these park-related projects in the community. As we know, park-related projects are also an enhancement to our quality of life, as we've seen with the opening of Johnny D. Wallace Park. Just seeing all of the age groups there, from little kids to teenagers to, you know, our senior citizens, everybody that has gone to that park just has a big smile and is really enjoying it. So we're really happy, and I think everyone can agree who's been to the park that it's been a significant contribution to the quality of life for all of Goleans, and especially for the residents in Old Town. The total cost for park-related projects in our department budget for the capital improvement program listing is $8.8 million, not including the $7 million of park-related projects in the Public Works Department. As the Commission is aware, we work very closely with our Public Works partners on many projects, and we're very pleased for the assistance they gave us in Johnny D. Wallace Park. As you saw, and I don't know if all of you have had an opportunity to test the crosswalk, the mid-block crossing there on Kellogg, and that was their work effort, which we really appreciated for the safety of the children and the residents crossing the street there. Our next slide, here's a listing of the park-related CIP projects that I mentioned specifically. So on that list, we've got Evergreen Park restrooms, miscellaneous park improvements. This is really throughout the city at various parks, and it addresses the replacement of playground equipment. We also have the Parks Master Plan. That work is underway, as the Commission may be aware of. We'll be coming back to you in June with that. Ms. Plummer is working very closely with our consultant team on that. And this is an important document, just like the REC needs assessment that was done previously a number years ago. The multi-use field at the community center, the Stowe Grove Park multi-purpose field, our community garden. So the community garden would be at Armitos Park. So we're excited about that project coming. We also have listed here San Miguel Park improvements, Santa Barbara Shores Park improvements, and last but not least, the splash pad at Johnny D. Wallace Park. So I can't wait to see that happen. I know many of you equally share that excitement, and I know we're all going to be testing out the splash pad as soon as it gets connected. So we have July is National Park and Recreation Month. So on June 18th, my department and my staff will be bringing to the council a proclamation for them for the National Parks and Recreation Month in the city of Goleta. And at that time, Ms. Plummer, as she has done very well in the past, created a calendar of free activities, really almost daily and weekly, of activities throughout Goleta for our residents to enjoy. This year's national theme is quote unquote game on. So we look forward to seeing all of our residents enjoy the month of July. For future agenda items, we have the Parks Master Plan review, which I indicated that should be occurring at your next meeting in June. We will be providing a status of our capital improvement projects, some more updates there. We will also have playground project updates for you. As we indicated, some of our parks, particularly the Winchester 2 Park, we're having to look at the drainage and all those things as part of that project. So we want to make sure that when we're done there, that folks can enjoy that park and not experience any drainage issues. We're also we'll be following up on the off-leash dog park request. And as the commission can appreciate, we've had a number of important activities in the department this year. And we will now with the completion of Johnny D. Wallace Park, I don't want to say that we can just, you know, relax, because we have a whole list of projects coming before us, but this is certainly one of them. And we'll be reviewing, by the way, with the City Council on May 13th, the departmental work plan and priorities for fiscal year 19-20. So that will have an opportunity to consider and request the council's input into that whole process as we prioritize our effort. So looking forward to that process. And we look forward to our next meeting in June, and already we're at the midpoint of the year. I know it doesn't sound possible, but in June you will get an update also on the 4th of July activities at Gersh, which occur in July, and we won't have a meeting in July, so we'll give you an update in June on where we're at on that process. So we're really excited about many, many positive things coming to the community and coming into Goleta, and it's just great to be able to share those with the commission and to seek your recommendations on many of these items going forward. That concludes my director's report for tonight. Thank you.
I cannot not mention the wonder of the opening day for the Johnny D. Wallace Park. Was that a double negative? Did I not say that right? I'm sorry. Anyway, it was such a grand day. It was such a fabulous event, and so many hundreds of people there. And to have watched that from when it was just a dream and then a vision and then the groundbreaking and the selection of all the equipment, it was just a wonderful thing. And I think Mrs. Plummer probably lived at that park on the last few weeks of before the opening. And it was just a fabulous day. And I also just wanted to mention the young man, the high school senior who was working on his Eagle Scout badge and the signs that he helped create and put in the ground that had English on one side and Spanish on the other, just turned out so beautifully. And what a gift he was to our community to bring that project to the park. And my heart was filled with joy that day. It was great.
Just a shout out on behalf of the chair to Mr. Adam Gilman, who was the person behind that effort and was an Eagle Scout. It was the Eagle Scout project that he did. And we've received many, many positive comments about all those signs around the park, both in Spanish and English. So just a shout out to Mr. Gilman tonight for that great contribution.
Are there any other questions or comments? Yes.
I just wanted to echo what you said. Just observing and seeing the life that park has brought to the community. I want to thank the community at large for adhering to the rules, being safe, picking up after their dogs, having their dogs on leash. All those things are what's going to make the park such a successful area to be. And this is just a really exciting time to be a part of the commission. I'm sure the community at large as well is very excited. We encourage you to come to your meetings, share your ideas, make calls, send emails, because your voice is very important. So thank you.
Anybody else? Yes.
I concur with the previous comments. I know Adam Gilman. I've known him for years, as well as his father and his grandfather. I think he did a remarkable job since February is when we added the Spanish signs, and he turned it right around. And I think that was fantastic. I arrived late that day because I had another commitment in the morning, but I listened to the people. I listened to the young men in the skate park. And I heard one gentleman yell out, "Come on in, this is fantastic." I heard parents saying, "We've got to go home." "No, I don't want to leave." Mm. And I think all that is a tribute to what was in that park and what happened that day. The only sort of negative, and I wouldn't even call it negative, it was more a concern, was the concern about people going into the park at night at other times. And they felt that could be a liability for the city. But I talked to somebody earlier about this, and I understand that issue has been addressed, I guess, with the police department.
Yes.
So I thank you for that, and I did relate it back to the individual.
Yes.
Anybody else? Mrs. Plummer.
Chair West, before we set to adjourn, I just wanted to welcome our two new commissioners to the Parks and Recreation Commission, Commissioner Wayne Riscotti and Commissioner Megan Peterson. And we also have a third new commissioner who is unable to be with us tonight, and that was Commissioner Deborah Williams. So we are excited to have you on board as our new commissioners and are excited for everything that you bring to the commission meetings. And as Vice Chair Rodriguez mentioned, it's an exciting time to be on the commission, and we hope you are as excited to be here as we are excited to have you.
Thank you so much. So our next meeting is in June, the first Wednesday of June, which I believe is the 5th. Yes. So we are going to adjourn the meeting for tonight, and thank you all for watching.